entertained? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives. Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 135. I'm Ruben. Joining me in studio for the third time in a row is Eric J. Troyer.
You're welcome for having me.
And joining us on his nice walk in sunny Sarasota, Florida, the Sunshine State, is Leighton Yoda.
Oh, yeah.
How did they let you out of Hillcrest, Leighton?
Pretty much, I'm out on good behavior right now. Yeah, I had to pull some strings, but I got it done. I earned myself 4 days in Florida, Sarasota.
4 days. Yay.
Yeah.
It's kind of ironic. The last time that you were a free man, you know, if I can say that, was in Sarasota, Florida.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, I thought St. Louis would have been the latest.
Well, but he was still under contract.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Still under contract.
And what I mean by that is we were all in vacation in Florida, in Sarasota. Some of us friends were, and Leighton was there. And then from there, where he left the people he loved the most, he went to Hillcrest. And now he's back in Sarasota.
Yep, where it all began.
And I'm kind of hoping that your immediate family takes offense.
They might. I doubt they will.
Well,
I doubt they'll even listen.
If they would listen, they might take offense.
Right.
Speaking of taking offense, I did hear some feedback this last week. Someone, my cousin, listens to our podcast while she does her homework, and so I'm not sure if it's because her homework is so easy that she can listen to 3 or 4 rambling people and do her homework, or if it puts her if she can just zone out us.
Well, she's a woman, so she can do more than one thing at a time.
Yeah,
no, that didn't cross her mind.
I think it's the thing of like we put people into a productive mood.
I think that's what it is. I don't know if it's true, but I will think that from now on.
Okay.
All right, we do have a couple different topics to discuss. Ted Cruz was in Elkhart, Indiana today, and I got to see him. At first, I just saw the back of his head, and then I got to see his full body as he was walking.
You got to see the front of his head, too?
Yes. It was more like the side of his head.
Okay.
But that was really neat. I've got one other story relating to a car wash, getting my car cleaned, that kind of changed my life for a few days.
Like, what was that noise? Are you outside?
Yes. A car drove by. It's fine.
Why are you outside?
It's good to get exercise and to walk.
Not while you're podcasting, though.
I'm getting two birds done with one stone.
Like, we're fine. In a pristine audio studio.
That's right.
And here you are in the outdoors, in the elements. I mean, a thunderstorm could come up upon you.
You probably look like a crazy person just walking around talking to your... into your phone.
There's actually two elderly women looking at me from their landscaping. Kind of looking at me, watching me walk by. It's fine.
All right. I guess maybe the first thing, though, that we should get out of the way, Leighton. Last week's episode, you kind of left people hanging.
Yes.
Do you have clarity?
We'll do that at the end, kind of a... That way they have to
more
listen to
teasing.
So they have to listen to the whole episode.
Yeah, what a tease, Eric. Okay, fine. You'll have to listen. You'll have to wait till the end. Okay, let's start with... So this last weekend, I got my car detailed. Eric, you've worked on my car before. You've changed the oil, fixed the bumper, et cetera, probably things I don't even know. And you know that my car has a tendency to get a little bit dirty.
Especially on the inside, yes.
Yeah. I have been self-conscious about it. And finally I did something about it. Saturday. We're recording this as of... Man, Leighton, you didn't even get to say what day it is.
You know what the key is to having a clean car?
Leighton, first off, what day is it?
It is, oh my word, it is Thursday, April 29th.
Now that doesn't mean you'll be listening it on Thursday. It could be a week from Thursday. From this
Thursday. Actually, I think it's 28th, April 28th.
It is the 28th.
2016.
Anyway, Okay, now the trick, the key, the number one key to having a clean car, you know, a nice, detailed, clean car, is having two cars. You have one that's clean, and then you have your work car. That's what I do. The one
Wait,
is just
no, isn't the work car the one that needs to be dirty?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you said you have one that's clean. Oh, and one that's your work car. Okay, yeah, that's right.
So you'd be like, you have a social car and a work car.
Exactly, yes.
That's my problem. I just have one.
Yes, you need two.
Man.
You're mixing business with pleasure, Ruben. That's a problem.
I see. Well, finally, I decided to get it cleaned. I got it detailed, and it cost. I spent more money getting it cleaned on Saturday than I have ever before in my life. I was horrified at how much I was spending. So horrified, I'm not even going to tell you how much it was. But so I dropped it off, Drive and Shine Car Wash, a chain in northern Indiana, and they said, hey, it'll be a few hours. We'll call you when it's ready. They even said, I spent so much money, they had a driver take me home. That's how much money I spent getting my car detailed.
What? Okay, so when they said that they would take you home, did you start getting worried?
It's probably, though, it probably doesn't happen a lot. They probably saw the car and like, oh, yeah, we're going to have to take this guy home. This is going to be a
Actually,
while.
I'm really opening myself up, but when I was getting, I pulled into the lane where it was the full service, you know, outside car wash, interior, et cetera. And then I said, you know what? The lady came up to me and asked which level of cleaning service I would want. They had about three different levels, and I said, I want the highest level that they had. And then
oh,
she said,
my.
And then she said, well, we...
No one ever picks that.
Well, no, it was so expensive. They actually didn't even have the package I wanted on their outdoor sign with the prices. So I thought I was spending about $60, but it ended up being a couple times more than that.
Oh, several times more than 60.
Yeah, because outside of their top package, they have additional services that they can do to your car, cleaning services. Like, I think the one thing was called a clay wax.
Did they give you the clay wax?
Well, this is getting way ahead of the story, Layton.
Oh,
sorry. Basically, I said, well, I just want it waxed, I want it cleaned, and then she pointed at a few areas of my car, named some things I had never heard of before. I think she was talking about, you know, kind of the metal part that's by your step that never gets cleaned if you do it, but it's always a little bit dirty.
Always like, clean if, the inside.
Well,
of
hold
the
on,
door.
Hold on. No. Not the door part. If it's closed and you wash it on the outside, you open the door up, you vacuum it out, you clean the windows, wipe off the steering wheel and the dashboard area, but you often miss the metal part that you step over.
No, I wipe that down.
Well, then you're a good cleaner.
Right.
But there was some kind of special word for that part of the car.
I don't even know what it is.
You know what I mean, though, right?
Yeah, the inside
like,
of the
it's
door.
It's still painted.
But
it never gets waxed because the door is closed.
Right.
Well, there was some special word for that. And yeah, I said, yeah, clean that as well. And then she said, well, we have all these individual things we can do, but we also have a package. And then she kind of pulled out a piece of paper and said, well, here's a package that wasn't on their sign on the outside, but I guess they had it on a piece of paper. And I said, yeah, let's do that. And then she told me what the price would be, and I gasped. And then I said, okay, let's go ahead and do it. Because you never know when you want to impress someone.
Was it one of those things where you had already established that you are serious about cleaning? And so,
I knew I wanted it cleaned, and I was expecting to pay, you know what, I'm going to spend a lot of money. I'm going to spend $150, and then it ended up being quite a bit more than that.
Oh.
Like a couple times more than that.
Oh, Ruben.
I know.
No, you know what? I also have a story about my financial decisions that probably weren't the greatest.
Okay. Well, let's keep on talking about me.
Yeah, let's keep going on yours before we start going on mine.
So I spent a lot of money to get this car cleaned, and then they said, well, it's going to be a few hours. Do you have someone to pick you up, or would you like us to take you home? And of course, I have no one. So I said, that'd be great. That'd be great if you could take me home. So I waited out in the lobby for a few minutes. Actually, had a great conversation with two elderly gentlemen. One was a truck driver, and the one guy worked at a Ford factory where they, I forget what they made, but they made some kind of parts for Ford. And had a fun conversation with them. And then this driver came along, a worker that worked at the Drive and Shine, and said, hey, are you Ruben, the guy that's spending way too much money to get his car detailed. And I said, that's me. Yeah, I raised my hand. And he said, well, I'm ready here to take you home. And so he took me home. And the thing about this Saturday is, why does Siri keep on talking to me?
That's the second time your phone has done something.
So I had a lot of things to do on Saturday. And I missed one crucial part of this. I was actually going to take my car to Rocket Car Wash, which is a less expensive car wash than the Drive and Shine. It's not a chain. Layton, I'm hearing some racket from your end.
What is happening?
Well, are you hearing some distant like motor running?
Something like that.
I think someone's running a blower, a leaf blower.
Well, could you ask them to stop?
Well, I mean, I would, but they're on their own private property. It'll stop soon.
All right, I don't hear it anymore.
All right, good.
So, first thing in the morning Saturday, before this whole ordeal about spending way too much money on a car detailing job, I went to Rocket Car Wash just down the road from my house, and I pulled in, and as I pulled in, there was a car pulling into the entrance and blocking it off. And so as I was trying to pull into it, I just kind of stayed on the road and rolled down my window. And then the guy came over and said, I saw that he worked for Rocket Car Wash. And he said, hey, we're having some mechanical problems. We're going to be down for 45 minutes. And so then I decided, well, shoot, I don't have 45 minutes to spare. So I then decided to take it to to Drive and Shine. And so that pretty much catches us up. So this wasn't even part of my original plan, taking it to this second car wash, which is a chain, I would say has a good reputation.
All right, good.
But I ended up spending more money. Anyway, so fast forwarding now beyond all this, spending way too much money, back at my house, like I said, I have a lot of things to do today. I go ahead and start spraying for bugs around my property, around my house, the foundation. And all of a sudden, I'm almost finished. I get a phone call. And I don't recognize the number, but I'm thinking, you know what? Because I don't recognize the number, but I'm expecting a call from Drive and Shine, I bet they're calling to say, your car is finished. And this is working out perfectly because my father and brother are also up in Elkhart taking a motorcycle test. And so they can then take me to the Drive and Shine to get my car to drive back to my house. So I'm gleeful. I answer the phone and say, hello, this is Ruben. And then the person on the other end says, hey, this is so-and-so from Drive and Shine. Do you by chance have your car keys at home? Do you think you took them out of the car and took them home? And it caught me off guard, so I said, I don't know. Let me check. Because my car, if you've never been in my car, is full of stuff from work. Like Eric said, you should have two cars, one for work and one for pleasure. It's full of work stuff. It was full of a pair of basketball shoes and mostly work stuff. And I had taken all of that stuff, all of it, every piece of paper. There was even a magnifying glass in my car from a year ago when I was teaching Bible school at Cornerstone. There was so much.
Brilliant.
No, from 2 years ago. From 2 years ago, I had a magnifying glass in there. That's how badly I needed this detail.
Was it dusty? The magnifying glass?
It's hard to know because I threw it into a brick wall and it shattered. So I don't know.
That's awesome.
But I had so much stuff in there. I finally got all of it out, and I'm trying to change some things in my life, and a dirty car is one of them. And so I took all that stuff out. I had basketball shoes in there. I had a magnifying glass. I had archery, crossbow, compound bow, traditional archery, magazines in there. Now, that was all for work, but it didn't need to be in there anymore. It could have been tossed ages ago or weeks ago. Took all that stuff out. And so I had it on a pile. So I went to check for my car keys. But as I'm walking over there to check for my car keys, I specifically remember getting out of the car, leaving it running, and going into the lobby at the Drive and Shine. So I know I didn't take my car keys, unless I'm a crazy person. The car keys were at the drive and shine. But I still go back and check at my pile of things and check for those car keys, because there were other keys in there too, keys to open up a bunch of random doors that I can't go into detail to protect people. And yep. So I won't go into detail. But my car keys were not there. And so I was still on the phone with the guy from the drive and shine. I said, "Hey, dude, I left the car keys in there. I know I left them in there because they were running." And then he asked me, "Well, we can't find your car keys. Do you by chance have a spare set of keys?" And Leighton, I can hear you clicking on your keypad.
I'm not clicking on my keypad.
What were you doing?
I'm just walking.
Oh.
It's fine.
All right. Do you have high heels on?
No, but they're like flats. They're Converse shoes. So
okay. Trendy.
You're good.
Anyway, I tell him, no, he asked me if I have a spare set. I said, I don't. And that was maybe a partial lie, because at one point I did have a spare set, but I wasn't sure where they were. And so rather than give him the false hope, and also I didn't want to lower the importance for him to find my lost car keys that he or another employee of Wash and Shine had, or Drive and Shine, whatever it's called, had lost. So I just said, no, I don't think I do. Or I said, no, I don't. But there was one other place I thought I might be able to check for it, which later I did, and they weren't there. So I don't know where my spare was. Either way, I didn't have it anymore. And he said, well, yeah, we seem to have lost your car keys. We'll keep on looking for it. Yada, yada, yada.
That's not good.
And I said, all right, just let me know if you find them. And I'm cutting out part of this story because it was a long Saturday. Oh, it was a long Saturday. Let me think. What's the next important part of this?
Ruben, you should have immediately gone into, like, I'm going to sue you. You're going to have to buy me a new set of car keys.
This is all going to be free.
Well,
yep, this better be free. All this inconvenience.
Okay. That did cross my mind, and I know people who would have done that. However, I own a business, and I know that some things don't go the way you expect them, slash...
Or intended them.
Want them to, slash, maybe halfway alluded or promised that they would go. And so I know that sometimes things happen that are bad, but are just out of your control. And so I was trying to be gracious, because I do think that... I don't know if I believe in karma... I don't believe in karma, but I do think that if you treat people well, or more, this is what I believe. I believe if you treat people poorly and badly or are just a jerk in general, I do think that comes back on you. And I think it's God punishing you for the way you have treated other people. Kind of like the golden rule, treat others as you would like to be treated, because I do think that it kind of does come back.
Yeah.
So I was very kind to this employee and another a manager that eventually called me as well. So I was very gracious to them, because I know that I have also made mistakes and people have treated me graciously as well. So, this is Saturday afternoon now. They pretty much had the car finished cleaning, and I do have a motorcycle. And so at one point I stopped by over there because, like I said, my dad and brother were also up in Elkhart.
Okay.
And we were going to go out to eat together. So we... kind of on our way to go out to eat, I stopped in there and just asked, "Hey, did you guys by chance find the car keys that you guys lost?" And I said, "No, we're still looking for it. We're sorry." Oh, and the irony. Here's the irony. Okay, as I pulled up when I first got there in my car, I noticed that, there's a guy changing out the security camera. That's kind of interesting. And as the employee that took me home, he was complaining about, they're putting in new security footage and they're adding cameras. And now they're just kind of like, he was kind of complaining about it because it was going to be more difficult to work there because they weren't going to be able to slack off as much because of these new cameras.
And he was saying this to a customer.
He was saying this to me as he's dropping me off.
Oh, no.
And here's what's funny. So maybe the second time that they called me back, the manager said, "Hey, you know, we actually, on camera, we went back and watched, and we saw the driver that drove your car off of the wash lane into the detailing area. We saw him pull in, get out of the car, and he didn't go and take and hang up the keys where he's supposed to. He just got out of the car and then went out to do something else. And we actually have a new security camera system that is being installed today, which I was there watching. And he said, we don't know when it started recording, but with the old system, pretty much we can just see that your car pulls in and someone got out of the car. But with the new system, we can see pores, and I quote, pores on their face.
You could... That's what they said.
Yeah, but he said, I'm not sure when this new system started recording. But it is being installed the day I dropped it off. Like, and I saw the guy install these new cameras.
Well, it's great that they did that.
It is. They were just about 12 hours too late because the new system wasn't recording when my keys were lost. Otherwise, they probably would have been able to see exactly what happened to them.
Okay.
So I know I've been going off for way too long. Hold it. This is probably the longest I've ever talked. Layton, I kind of feel like you. Whew. I apologize. But
no, it's okay.
Okay, here's my greatest fear. Like I said, I was gracious with the people who called back. I wasn't a jerk. But my greatest fear is that my house keys were on this same set of keys. And I was...
That's a problem.
Yeah, I was more paranoid about people,
and the fact that he brought you home and would have your, you know, your address on your registration.
Yeah,
they knew where you lived.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that I look wealthy because I don't think I do.
The neighborhood. Let's say the neighborhood doesn't look wealthy.
Eric,
oh, that is too true. But I was still paranoid about it. So I had mentioned that my father and brother were up there as well. So after we went out to eat, we went to Menards or Lowe's and got new new doorknobs and locks for the house and changed out. It was only three doors, so it wasn't a huge deal, but we did change those out because I was paranoid about, and I didn't know 100% certain that my house keys were on that key, but I was just paranoid enough. I just wanted to be sure that they weren't going to be able to, no one would have keys that would get into my house. So we changed that out.
Can you hear the birds chirping?
Ruben? I can. I feel like they're kind of like cheering me on.
Yeah.
Tell me, don't be blue. It's a beautiful day down here in Florida.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be fine, Ruben.
Thank you.
So let me get this straight. Have they found your keys yet?
Okay, so this happened Saturday. And I asked him, please call me back if you do find it, because I want to pick it up Saturday if at all possible. And the car was pulled into their detailing area, which is pretty much like a garage. So they said, don't worry about... When I stopped in the first time to ask, did you guys by chance find my keys? They said, we still didn't find them. We're still looking. We're going crazy. But if we don't find them, we'll close the garage door. We'll lock it all down. And it'll be... The car will be fine. But my biggest concern is my house. So I will. Okay. They told me that, hey, we called the dealership. They're closed on Sunday, but Monday they're going to be open. They're going to be able to make new keys for you, and we will completely cover that. We'll pay for that. In fact, we'll even pay for a spare key, and we'll also upgrade your wash from an outrageous price to an even outstandingly outrageous price. We will pay an insane amount no one should ever pay.
They
priced
it
out,
but they like you pick the highest level, but they're like, we'll give you a higher level that doesn't exist.
Well, I think the clay wax was one of the highest things, and that was something that they added.
Okay.
They should have just given you a free car, or like a free, like a cleaning job, like everything free. I mean, because it is their fault.
Yeah, it was. They were very apologetic, and they were very professional as well. Aside from the employee that was going off about complaining about them adding security cameras. One other dumb comment that particular employee made was when I stopped by. And they said, hey, don't worry about it. We're going to lock it down. Your car's going to be safe. He went on to clarify that, well, we don't mean we'll lock the car doors. We'll just lock the building that the car is in.
Ah, that would probably be a good idea, considering you couldn't unlock it since the keys have disappeared.
And the other employee kind of made fun of him and said that I knew, me, Ruben, knew what he meant when he was saying. And of course I did, but
If we do lock the door, we'll make sure and roll the window down first.
So basically, Monday morning, I get a phone call from the dealership saying, hey, we need you to stop by and just verify that you own the car. We need you to stop by with your identification and also the registration of the car. So I did that, and thankfully I had a motorcycle, and also, thank the Lord, it didn't rain Monday or Tuesday morning when I was without my car. So I was very grateful for that because it was forecasted for rain, which I would have, either been driving in rain or missing out on work if it would have rained on Monday and or Tuesday
forenoon. I guess you would have missed out on work.
Probably, because it was chilly too. It was chilly, especially on Tuesday. Man, it was cold. Anyway, so Tuesday, they said, your keys are in. I stopped by the dealership, picked up my keys, drove over to the... I had my neighbor drive me over to the Wash and Shine, a great neighbor that I've gotten to know, and I finally...
It's the drive and shine. It's not the wash and shine, Ruben. Yeah.
How do you know?
Because you just said... You've been...
I've been saying wash or and dry or shine.
Yeah,
why do you even care?
Every combination, because I need to know exactly which one it is to make sure that I avoid this place.
No, they were very professional, and I will go back there again.
Really?
Yes, I will.
Will you get their highest package?
No, this wax is good for 12 months. That's what they upgraded me. The wax I had chosen was good for 6 months. The one they upgraded me to was good for 12 months.
Oh wow. Well, you're set.
Anyway, so to just close this ordeal, I do have my car back. It is clean, cleaner than it has been since it's been off of the assembly line. Because it is cleaner now than the day I got it. And now remember you were asking me about that they might have charged me more for how dirty it was. I kind of missed that part of the story. I forgot about it. When I first got there and pulled in, the lady asked me, oh, did you just buy this vehicle? Because...
Guy trashed it.
Something like that.
It was vandalized, actually.
All right. That's all of my car wash and having to change the locks in my house story.
So at least it ended well, and now you have a spare set of keys.
I do, yeah. And I am determined to not let my car get to a point that it was in.
Oh, that's good.
Here's a tip too. The best time to clean out your car, and this is actually like a legitimate tip that I try to do. The best time to clean out your car and kind of organize stuff is when you're filling up your tank, because there's nothing else to do. You're just standing there waiting. You empty out the trash. You just put stuff away.
That is a good point.
It's a good life hack.
Don't
I love
ever say
life
that word.
Hacks. Oh, life hacks.
Stop saying it. Stop it. I hate that word.
It is true, Lighten, though. You should try it.
No, that's a good tip, but don't call it a life hack. I just hate the term life hack.
Would you call it a life tip?
Let's call it with our own term.
Yes.
Life tip. Well, why don't we take a break here? I'm not going to talk the rest of the episode.
Okay.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and then Lane's going to tell us a little bit more about his decision. And then also, we're going to talk about Eric Troyer and his facial hair.
What?
Yes. All right. We're back from our little break. Obviously, we're still waiting for Layton's big reveal, but we're also going to first talk about Eric Troyer. And Eric, I've known you for years, and you've been a clean-shaven, soft-skinned, handsome young man.
Baby-faced man.
But today, I think. You have a beard.
Do you have beard envy, Ruben?
I do.
Ruben, please, my eyes are up here.
I do have beard envy.
Okay, no.
Why did you do it? And how did you do it?
It actually just kind of it's well, first of all, it's kind of the beard. It is kind of growing on me. No, but it was actually not like a. It was something that just kind of happened. It was like one Sunday morning, and it was like I'm either going to be on time for church or I'm going to shave. And then I was like, okay, I'm just going to be, you know, be on time for church. And that was like 3 weeks ago. And now, yeah.
And you weren't on time for church since.
No, now I'm always on time because I have extra time in the morning. It's very low maintenance. But
that's the biggest perk about having facial hair. I won't say beard because I won't insult people who do have beards. But facial hair is such a time saver.
It is.
Yeah. Some people can go weeks without shaving.
Layton, when's the last time you had to shave?
Well, I mean, had to shave? Like, well, actually, technically, since I'm enrolled at Hillcrest, I need to stay clean shaven.
They have a policy? What? That's crazy.
Can you count on one hand how many times you've shaved since you've been there?
No, absolutely not.
Honestly, though?
I have to shave about every other day.
Would you get in trouble, though, if you would wait 4 days to shave?
In trouble. Okay, well,
Would someone say something to you? Hey, Layton, looks like you haven't shaved.
Oh, yeah, 4 days, definitely.
So I'd have to shave, twice a day if I'd be there.
As far as the staff. But administration, I could probably go for a week, and then the administration would probably come talk to me or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense, though. They wanted people to look professional. And the nice thing is my job, I don't have
a full beard.
Oh, okay.
You can have a full beard. It's just they prefer, number one, that you stay with what you came with, I guess. And then number two, it has to be full. It can't be like a goatee or a patch or anything like that. It needs to be a full beard or none.
I've heard that in some, like, I don't know who is like this, but in some situations, some people can't grow a full beard. So in that instance, would they allow what might look like a goatee but is actually an attempt at a full beard?
No, because that's pretty much what I have, and they said I can't do that.
Okay. I always feel bad for the Amish guy that has to grow the beard, but it's like really patchy and scraggly, but they don't have a choice. That I always feel bad for them.
Yeah, but I mean, in exchange, they get to have a wife.
That's true. It's like the trade-off. Like,
it's like the embarrassment of not having a full beard, but the blessing, yeah, of a partner. Yeah.
They don't have to look good anymore because they already have a wife.
That's true. That is very true. Like,
it's almost like pulling the wool over their eyes. You know what I mean?
Like pulling the wool down over their face.
Touche. Not sure what that means, but
yeah.
But no, and me, I'm not. I should have like a sign or something that says, you know, I'm not a hipster. I'm basically just too lazy to shave. That's pretty much where it's at.
Since I've come to Hillcrest, I have become quite the shave aficionado, or should I say enthusiast.
Are you part of the Dollar Shave Club?
No, I am not. But I have tried a couple of different shavers. Number one, I started out with an electric shaver that has the tri-head on it, the three rotating blades. Mm-hmm. And that works all right. It works pretty good. But you got to charge it. And then I tried one of what's called Harry's shavers.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, they have a five-blade just normal safety razor.
Okay, Layton, hold on. Before you go on about Harry's, I need to tell you a little story.
How long is this going to be?
It's not going to take long because the details are foggy. But I do another podcast about Notre Dame football called Irish Sports Talk. And we kind of partnered with an app that congregates, which means it pulls together podcasts and puts them in their app. And they got sponsors around for us. And one of these sponsors was Harry's Shavers, whatever they're called. And this, I received the weirdest, after doing these ads, we did ads on our podcast for these Harry's Shavers. We got an email back from a guy, and it was the weirdest email, but it definitely was a legitimate email. It was from a guy who had several pictures. One was of his scalp that looked like, I mean, obviously the shaver had taken some of his skin off of his head because he was using it to shave his head. And he wrote this email, and I think it was an attempt at humor, but I also couldn't tell if it was along with humor an attempt at making fun of our podcast to have sponsors on our show. I don't know, but it was the weirdest combination of sarcasm, of humor, and then with the pictures of him, I could see his face. It was just weird. So, Leighton, I ask you, did this shaver, did it take off part of your scalp? Did it scalp you?
No, I never used it on my head. No. I used it on my face.
Well, did it take off any of your chin hair?
It took off chin hair.
I mean skin, chin skin.
Chin skin. It nicked a couple times. It caught a couple times. But that's what a good shaver does. Like, a good shaver. I like an aggressive blade. What? You laugh at me. It's true. I do. All right. Like an aggressive razor.
But aren't you concerned... With you, I'll put myself in your boat as well. When we are trying to savor every bit of hair, don't you feel like you're hurting your situation by nicking the skin and pulling up hair from their roots?
No, you're not pulling up hair. I cut myself. That's it. Not pulling up hair.
Don't you feel like that's kind of like scraping fertile soil from which the hair can grow?
No, I'm like plowing the field.
I do not look at it that way.
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm not hurting my chances of growing facial hair wherever the spot is.
All right, carry on. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Yeah, you did. Anyways, so I used Harry's, and that worked pretty good. In fact, I got – the reason I tried out Harry's was because I actually used a promotional code that – or like a coupon code that...
Oh, was it Go Irish?
No.
Oh, okay, never mind.
No, it was just a referral from a friend kind of thing. And so all I had to do was pay for shipping, and I got to get a free set. So I had to pay $3 for shipping, and yeah, I only had to pay for shipping. So I got one of these handles and a blade. I tried it out, and it worked pretty good. It was pretty good. But then, you know, that head wore out. And so I decided before I order more heads for this shaver, I'm going to try a different style yet. Okay. I'm going to use what's called the – I don't even know what it's called, but it's a safety razor that uses what's called a butterfly blade. And basically it's a single blade.
All right, it sounds like something hippies would use.
Sure. Yes. No, the reason it's called a butterfly blade, I think, is because it has a blade on both sides of it. So it's like a razor blade with a blade on each side, on each of the long sides. And it's rectangular shaped. And there's a hole cut down the middle where it fits on top of a – man, I'm having just a really tough time explaining it.
I can't picture it.
I know. Maybe I could send you a picture of
could
it.
Could we Google it? If I Google butterfly shaver or razor, will it come up?
Maybe.
All right, I'm just going to Google it.
Butterfly safety razor.
Safety?
Yeah, it's a safety razor. And you go to images.
I don't feel like this is great for the audio version of the podcast.
I know. Fans, I'm sorry. Yes, yeah, if you look at, yeah, exactly. That's pretty much the style of razor I have.
Okay, I see what you mean.
The bottom of it is actually like a screw, or like you turn it, and then that opens up the holding mechanism that holds the blade in place. So you drop the blade into the middle of it, and then you close it up, and then that holds the blade in place.
Okay.
But yeah, I've tried it, and I really, really love it, the single-blade safety razor.
So that's the one you're sticking with?
I think so, yeah. I just bought a new pack of 5 blades yesterday for it, so I think that's what I'm going to stick with.
Nice. I do have a funny story about running out of razor blades. It was a few years ago, and we were in Ohio visiting my sister, and we're staying at a hotel. And it was like, I forget, it was probably... Saturday morning, Sunday morning, or anyway, and I decided I was going to shave, and then I realized I forgot my shaver. I think I had shaving cream, but I forgot my razor blade. Like I usually use Schick Quattro, and this is one downside of having a full beard. And the front desk always gives you free complimentary stuff. So I was like, oh, yeah, it's fine. I'll just get a free razor and use one of theirs. And so I called the front desk and like, oh, yeah, sure, they'll bring one up. And they bring me up this cheap plastic piece with the two thinnest pieces of metal you've ever seen in your life. And I started shaving with it. And I got like a 2x2 square inch shaved on my face. And the thing is so dull. It's literally just ripping the roots out it's just tearing the hair. It's like there's no way it's going to work. And I've got like a fourth of my face shaved and it's like just not working. But oh, actually, I only forgot the handle. I actually had a pack of the Shit Quattro blades. So I ended up shaving the rest of my face simply by holding their blade in my hand. And like, like that worked much better than this cheap razor that they gave me that it literally went dull, like not even half of my face.
Just remember, some people out there would be thankful for a problem like that, Eric. Some people.
Eric, you must have an abrasive face.
That is true.
Has a dull effect on blades.
But I have tried other like cheap razors, like the multi-pack where you buy the cheap disposable razors. Those do not work. They will not work.
Oh, yeah. I did try those as well. Yeah, they don't.
I've heard some guys love those.
I just don't like them. Yeah. I don't like the feel of it in my hand. I have no control of them. The razor that I'm using now, it's got quite a bit of weight to it, so I feel like I have a lot of control. You know, I can let the head do the cutting. I don't have to bear down. You know, it's very well balanced.
You just gotta hang it on your cheek and just let it kind of gravity do its work.
Yes. Yeah. I let gravity take its course.
Well, I really did want to talk. I saw Ted Cruz today. And I really did want to talk about that for a moment, but we also still need to get to Leighton and his decision about will he or won't he be staying at Hillcrest for the rest of his life. I just feel like we've got to get there too. So I'm going to try to abbreviate the Ted Cruz story as much as possible. And for those of you who don't know Ted Cruz, he's running for the Republican ticket.
If you don't know
ticket.
Ted Cruz, you need to get your head out of the sand.
Yeah. Ted Cruz is terrific.
Ted Cruz, they're probably not listening to podcasts.
I did see him today a little bit. But basically what I wanted to talk about was he was at this restaurant in Elkhart, between Elkhart and Goshen. And so I went over there and I had some stuff I had to do today, but I kind of quit work early, went over there to see him. And what was most interesting about this whole thing wasn't Ted Cruz. It was there was this other gentleman at the restaurant, and I got there maybe about half an hour, 45 minutes before Ted Cruz was supposed to get there, and there was a line. There was already a line into the restaurant, and I didn't quite make it into the restaurant, but they said, hey, we're at capacity. You can't come in, but you can sit out in this patio area, which was a nice patio area. So I sat down, and there was this other gentleman who sat down as well, pretty much completely across from where I was sitting. And I thought, man, this guy's probably just like an avid libertarian Ted Cruz supporter because he had longer than shoulder-length hair. He was a gentleman. Longer than shoulder-length hair and was starting to bald at the top. And I thought, man, this guy looks very, very interesting. And so I kept kind of an eye on him, and then this happened, you know, immediately when I got there, and it was still about half an hour before Ted was supposed to show up. So I kind of kept an eye on him, kept an eye on the outside to watch for Ted Cruz's bus coming in, and all of a sudden I see this lady run out of the restaurant, and because the restaurant was at capacity, no one else could go in, she ran out one of the side doors over to this gentleman and said, hey, are you... Or first off, before she runs over, runs into this patio area and says, who called requesting a menu for our restaurant or for our food? And people kind of turned their head and looked at her, and then this gentleman raises his hand and said, it was I. He didn't say that, but he raised his hand. And so she walked over there and said, just let me know when you're ready to order, just call in again. So because it was kind of packed, he wasn't able to get into the restaurant, so he just called the restaurant and said, hey, I'm on the patio, can you please send someone out with a menu? So she came out. So then eventually she comes out again and gets his order, and then finally I see that he looks like, at first there, I figured he was an avid Ted Cruz supporter, just like a libertarian, under the ground, you know, kind of a strange looking person, but figured he was there for Ted Cruz because that's pretty much what everybody was there for. But then he stands up after he got his food with his bag, stands up and looks like he's starting to leave the patio area to the restaurant. But then he goes back again to his table and sits down, opens up his food, and gets out a brush and combs his hair. Now, keep in mind, his hair is longer than shoulder length and is balding at the top. He pulls out a brush and starts brushing his hair.
Yum.
I want to paint a picture for you.
I think we have the picture already.
He looks like a person that has been almost like a zombie-ish. He looks like he's been maybe dead for a few weeks. He does not look good. But he's brushing his hair, and then instead of putting his brush away, he leaves it on the table and starts eating. He ordered a sandwich, and he starts eating his sandwich.
Mm.
It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Man, it was weird. Mm.
That's maybe the worst thing about having long hair, having to comb it. Yeah, I'm definitely not growing out my hair.
Well, and he didn't even have to comb it because it was balding.
But if he has shoulder-length hair, though, maybe he doesn't want it to get tangled.
It won't get tangled. I mean, what's there to comb when it's just hanging straight down the side of your head?
I don't know. It's probably a nervous habit. But how do you know he wasn't a I thought you knew some way that he wasn't like a libertarian or a Ted Cruz supporter.
He just looked so weird.
You
I figured he was
weird,
a libertarian.
You're hoping he's supporting like Bernie Sanders or somebody because of how weird he was.
No, I figured he looked like someone that was like really intense and like, he looked like a person, because he was weird, I'd assumed he was smart. It turned out he was just there for the food.
Well, I mean, he's a smart guy. I mean, and Ted Cruz is smart, too, so they must have picked a really good restaurant that has good food.
I guess so.
Yeah.
All right, that's all. That's my story about seeing Ted Cruz.
Well, that's great. There's some kind of cricket out here that's chirping or something.
I can faintly hear it. Layton, I feel like we've wasted enough time from people. It's time for you to tell us, will you be spending the rest of your life in Hillcrest?
We need, like, some theme music.
Do you want to hum something?
No.
I'm thinking of something from...
We just lost it.
I guess there's your answer, folks.
Tune in next week. No, okay.
That was not intentional. Oh, here he comes in again. Layton.
What?
We missed your answer. Was that a yes? You will be spending the rest of your life at Hillcrest?
The answer is no.
Yeah! So you're not going to teach?
I was going to, but then I spent a day up at the school, and I decided, you know, I don't have a passion for this, and I thought it best before I make another commitment, I need to first finish out my 15-month commitment.
I'm just curious, how did the conversation go with your parents? Because it sounded like they were pretty much set on you spending another year or 2 years at Hillcrest.
Right, yeah. I don't know. They were supportive of whatever decision I made.
They didn't seem disappointed at all?
No. In fact, they seemed overjoyed. They reacted similar to what Ruben did.
Okay.
I thought we were on mute.
Seriously, were you?
No. I'm excited. Honestly, Layton, I thought you were gonna teach for a year, maybe 2 years. And then I thought, you know what, if he does that, he'll probably be there for 5 or 6 or 7 or 10 years. Yeah. So I am overjoyed that you're coming back to Indiana. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about this summer. And I can't wait. I'm pumped.
Oh, me too. And I just wanna say, like, I know there's at least one of the boys, or I should say young men at the school, who is a fan of the podcast. And so we'll probably listen to this. So to him and to whoever, you know, whoever of the kids it may concern, like, it wasn't the fact that I didn't think you guys.
Whomever, Layton. I know you're not a teacher, but whomever.
Oh, yeah. Whomever. it wasn't the fact that you guys weren't cool. You know, I wasn't worried about you know, having a good relationship with the kids, whatever. But, you know, it's something that, you know, I wanted to – if I would do it, I wanted to take it seriously. But I decided, you know, I don't take – I know as a student, I didn't take school very seriously. I was just there for the social part of it. And I had a feeling that that's the same reason that I would be there at the school, just to hang out with the kids rather than actually teaching them.
It takes a big man to say that.
Yeah.
All right, Layton. I don't have any other topics to discuss. Theodore is not here today. He will be editing this episode, so...
He'll have a lot of work this week.
Yeah. So, Layton, anything else? You're going to be going back for how many more weeks before you come back to Indiana?
At this point, I don't know. I still need to nail down a farewell date, like a day that I officially leave Hillcrest. I need to talk about that with Ben. But we will see once. Sometime either like August, maybe July or August, somewhere in there.
All right, sounds good. Eric, anything from you?
I don't think I have anything.
Layton, you're in Florida. We haven't even talked about that. What is happening in Florida?
You know what? We've already – Ruben, you've taken up so much time. I don't think we have time for me to cover everything that's happened in Florida. We'll have to wait until next week to do that.
Out of 135 episodes, it's about time that I spend a majority of the time talking.
It's true. It's true. I'll let you have your turn this one time, and then we'll just wait another 135 episodes till your next time.
I promise I won't do it again.
Okay.
It was good talking to you again, Layton. Thank you guys for listening. Check us out on Facebook. If you enjoy it, tell your friends. If you don't, then please don't tell them. And until next time. Oh, yeah. I've seen Until Next Time Go Irish. That's the other one.
Yeah, exactly. No, we need our word of the week.
Thank you. We need our word of the week.
The word of the week, oh man, I think it's going to have to be, I'm torn, but I think we're going to have to do hair.
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 Because we talked about you shaving and Eric's beard.
Yeah. It's either that or keys. One of the two.
All right. So, thank you guys for listening. I do hope you enjoy it. And if you do enjoy it, let us know, because we really don't know if anyone's listening out there. So, have a good week, and we'll see you guys next time.